Be glad that we're a part of his day.
Yes,
Thank
sir.
you, Lord.
And thank you,
God
Lord.
has blessed us and kept us
Glory to
another
God.
week. Amen. To come together by way of
Yes,
Zoom.
sir. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. To continue in his will and in his word.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. We thank God for every day.
Every
Thank
day,
you.
not the good, the
He
bad, and
gives
ignorant.
us to live and to
Amen.
carry out his will.
My Lord.
Do the things of the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Because we've got to remember, we're not here for our sake, we're here
That's true.
for the Lord's
Rightly
sake.
so.
He put us here for a reason. And not just for a season.
Tell it,
That's
man.
right. Most people just here in a season and never
Have
get to
mercy,
the
have
reason.
mercy.
Hallelujah. So we got to remember, God created us and that created us for the lay around.
You're right.
When he created man in the garden, he told him, get busy, manage the
Yes,
garden,
Lord.
name everything that needs to be named, and put them to work. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
There's a time to for all this that take place. And we are part of the kingdom of God and not
Amen.
for our glory, but for his glory. Hallelujah. He is our God and our
Yes, he is.
Savior. Praise God,
Yes,
praise
sir.
God. So we thank God for this, the 10th day,
Yes, right,
holiday to
my
11th
Lord.
day, 11th day of May.
Amen.
Almost half gone already.
Amen.
Yes,
Yes, sir.
and we are still in his will.
Amen.
Anybody glad to still be here?
That's
Amen.
true. Amen.
Yes, glory and honor and praise to God, our Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
To
sir.
each
Thank
of
you, God.
you out there in Zoom land, we praise God for every one of you, for you
Amen.
are precious. You
Yes,
are
Lord.
wonderful. You are beautiful. You are
Yes.
loving. You
Yes,
are
good God.
good because God put goodness in every one of us. Amen.
Thank you.
He made us and he said it was good. Very, very good.
That's true.
Hallelujah. So I don't know which one you good or very good.
My
Hallelujah.
Lord.
But you're
Yes.
not supposed to that be that third one we throw in there. Hallelujah. They're not supposed to be bad. He didn't make us bad.
Amen.
Yes. If we're bad because you made yourself bad.
Amen.
You have that option. And you have that option to be bad or to be good. You have that option to have a happy
Amen.
day or have a sad day.
Amen.
It's up to you. He told you
Tell it
don't put your
faster.
heart in trouble.
Yes.
So you got to be on God.
That's true.
God in that heart. And God in that mindset will lead you off in a straight way.
Amen.
Praise God. So we praise God for this time to share with you out of God's word. Hallelujah. So we thank God for you.
Praise
And
God.
okay. From the book of St. Matthew,
Amen.
20th chapter, beginning in verse 1.
Talked about this when
St. Matthew, the 20th chapter. Chapter 1, I mean, verse 1.
All right.
Over there.
Amen.
Amen. All right. For the kingdom of God, kingdom of heaven, is likened to a man that is a householder, which went out early in the morning with our laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And they went, and he went out about the third hour and saw others standing. Yeah, somebody, you've been hired.
You've been hired.
Been
Go to work.
hired. Been hired.
Go to work.
Go
Go to work.
Amen.
And hired. Go to work.
You've been hired to go to work.
Hello.
We have people and businesses all over everywhere. Signs up saying, now hiring. And then you got people standing around on the corners saying, I work for some deal, or I work for some money, or whatever. Right down the street, the sign says, I'm hiring. And you stand in the corner saying, I work. Something got the deal.
Amen. Yes, sir.
The job not come gonna not gonna come and fall in your hands and your The word said, "Ask, and it shall be given."
Amen.
That's right.
Speak,
what the word say?
And you shall find. Knock, and the doors will be opening to you. So
that's
if you ask, then the job that's there waiting for you.
Amen.
You got to go find it.
That's
terrible. Okay. You got to find what you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
So I expect it to come tell you, here I am.
Yes.
You've been looking for me. I showed up here.
My Lord.
You got to go and look.
Amen.
That's true.
Okay. And it said, when you down there, where the place is high, knock on the door so they can open it up for you.
Amen.
Knock on the door by it. Tell them what you want to do, need to do, and work on that mission. And we've been hired, and when we go to a job, you have job expectancies.
Amen.
Thing that you expect, and from the employee and the employer, and things that expect from the employee. Each have their goals set before them and working toward getting it accomplished. And we've been told to go to work. And we are like the man that said here, no man had hired us.
Amen.
Okay. On this job that Jesus has hired us to work, you'll find him there waiting for you. Because he's already done his part. Okay, he's already died for our sins and set in motion for us the reality of a job waiting for us to go to work in.
Amen.
Okay. So he said, after you have been converted, strengthen your brother.
Yeah, the pastor.
So you see, you got a job.
Yes, my Lord.
But you got to meet the first qualification.
That's right. So true.
And because you were born in sin,
shaped
into iniquity. You are a sinner, and you need to be converted.
Amen.
From the evil ways and to the ways of the Lord, which is good.
Amen.
You need to be converted from your sinful self, a self that is living by the grace and mercy of God. Hallelujah. So, when you get this invitation, the word said, if thou wilt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus. So one of the qualifications,
right,
you got to believe in Jesus, that he is Lord. You got to be able to tell somebody Jesus is Lord. That's confessing mm-hmm. with your mouth the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And you want to make him Lord of your life. Are you going to allow him Lord of your life? You don't make him do anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Amen.
But you are going to allow him to be the Lord of your life.
Tell it, Pastor.
Okay, because he's standing at that door knocking.
Yeah.
And if any man will open up, he'll come in.
Yes.
All right, and sit with you. And you and mm-hmm. him, you got to know that he is Lord.
Yes,
and
sir.
You're willing to go by what he says, his rules, his guidance, his word.
Mm-hmm.
You are his and he is yours.
Amen.
Okay. Glory be to God.
So, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, then we've got to believe
Amen.
In our hearts.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Okay. You're going to believe that the job you're going on, that you're going to get your pay for it. All right. You got to believe in your heart that that Jesus is Lord and mm-hmm. God is his Father.
Yes.
And he has raised him from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to believe in your heart that Jesus is no longer dead.
Amen.
He only stayed dead 3 days.
Sir.
Okay. And got up on that third day. So he didn't really stay dead 3 days. He stayed dead 2 days and a half.
Amen.
All right. But he got up on that third day.
Mm-hmm.
You got to believe that because a dead Jesus can't save you. Okay. All right, so you got to believe he's not in the grave any longer.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. You got to believe that there's work out there for me to do,
uh-huh.
and I need to be telling somebody
mm-hmm.
about Jesus. Okay? And you believe it in your heart and confess it with your mouth mm-hmm. that God has raised him from the dead. The word says you shall be saved, so you shall be hired.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You shall be hired. If you believe all that, you are hired. You're no longer unemployed. Okay, but you are an employed citizen of the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you are an employee, and there's a reward for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you finish with this time on here on earth.
Amen.
All right, there is a reward waiting for you, a
Amen.
Crown of life.
My Lord.
Okay, it's waiting for you. And you can get that crown of life if you continue in the word of God and let the word continue in you. Okay, so as this scripture is saying here, the kingdom of God is kingdom of heaven is like unto a man
mm-hmm.
that is a householder.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
Which went out early in the
early
morning.
Early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
To hire laborers into the vineyard.
Okay? Glory be to God.
So Jesus is out before you get up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
All right. And let you know that he does work out there. You've been hired to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
Okay. Don't just lay around where the day's got about gone, then you get up. But get up early in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Get up early in your life.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Don't wait until you're old and fall apart.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the best.
Okay. To give God your life. Do it early in the morning.
Uh-huh.
The days of your life. Why you are young and vibrant,
uh-huh.
strong, and able to go forth in the word of God. Get up and go to
yeah.
work for the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, don't wait until you say, I'll do it a little later. Hmm. Tomorrow's not promised.
That's true.
Okay, you got to be here, be ready to go today. Because he could come back right now.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And you waiting on tomorrow to get saved, but you need
That's
to get
right.
saved today.
Uh-huh.
Somebody say today. Somebody say today.
Today.
We're supposed to do it today,
Today.
not tomorrow.
Amen.
That's right.
Today you hear my voice, the word said. Harden not your heart. Okay, when you hear the Lord, Master calling, answer the call.
Amen.
Okay, come running to him.
Yes, they will.
Right? Lord, what must I do to be saved?
Mm-hmm.
And he will let the word speak to you. And you'll be able to hear you and answer your cry. Okay?
Amen.
So when he had agreed with them for a penny of the day, he told them, go into the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them the word. Okay? What he agreed with us to do is eternal life. Okay, we accept that his agreement,
mm-hmm.
eternal life, and then we need to go and stop working in the kingdom. Okay, so that we can earn our pay. All right, and the only way to earn it is to accept what the Lord has done.
No way, no way.
Remember, for the wages of sin is death.
That's right.
But the gift of God is eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the eternal life, a gift,
mm-hmm.
okay, from the Father.
My God.
Okay, for us. You don't
mm-hmm.
buy salvation. It's a gift.
Yes, it is.
You don't work for it. It's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God didn't have to give us that option.
Uh-huh.
But he did it anyway.
That's right.
He gives you the gifts and say, now you need to take it or leave
it. Yes.
Okay.
Mm.
In other words, do what I said do, or I'll be lost.
Mm-hmm.
So when he had written with them the pen and day, he sent them into the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When salvation has come to you, he told you go into all the world.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And teach them.
Yes.
Everything I had taught you.
Uh-huh.
And then I will be with you.
Always.
Always. Even to the end of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whenever you're going in the name of Jesus,
glory be to God.
He's with us.
Uh-huh.
He don't send you out there alone. He mm-hmm. said, I'll be with you. I won't never leave you.
That's
nor
true.
Would I ever forsake you.
Uh-huh.
So the kingdom of God is there.
My Lord.
And the work's out there for the labor to do.
Mm-hmm.
So the man went back and come back again at the third hour.
Mm-hmm.
And saw others still standing mm-hmm. around idle.
My Lord.
And every time you go out, there's somebody out there that needs to be saved.
Yes, Lord.
And every time you go from place to place, somebody you're meeting needs to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so our conversation should be about them.
Yes, sir.
Yay, yay, and nay, nay.
That's right.
And our conversation should be about the Lord and not by other people.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Who done this and who didn't do? Okay, and getting angry with this one, getting angry with that one.
Uh-huh.
But our conversation should be about the Lord.
My.
Okay. So he said to them, go
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
ye also into the vineyard. And whatsoever is right,
mm-hmm.
I will give it you.
Amen.
Okay. Jesus will not cheat you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Don't think you're working all day long and won't get your pay.
That's
God
true.
Is not short on his promise.
Uh-huh.
Whatever he said he'll do, that he will surely do. You can depend on him. Okay. Work in the vineyard.
Mm-hmm.
You've been hired, so you need to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
So he agreed with them and told them mm-hmm. what they were right. I give it you. And then it went out again.
My Lord.
About the sixth hour.
Mm-hmm.
and ninth hour. And did likewise at the sixth hour, he told them. When he went back out at the ninth hour, he told them the same thing. Okay? People have been high all day long. Okay? You meeting people all day long.
Yes, you can.
Okay? You need to be witnessing about him all day long.
All day long.
Okay? Talking about Jesus and not talking about people.
Amen.
Okay, who didn't do this, who didn't do that?
Glory be to God.
And judging this one and judging that one. But talk about Jesus.
Jesus.
That's plenty to neighbor.
Neighbor.
That's plenty to do.
There's plenty to do.
Plenty to do.
The Lord's work.
The Lord's
work.
Okay, God's word. We're talking about somebody ill for lead. Okay, we got a whole lot to do. And a whole lot of people to say. God said, the labor's are few, but the harvest is great. And we pray that the Lord will send laborers out into the vineyard. Okay, so he sent them in the vineyard. Go, and he said, and whatever right at the end of the day,
yes,
I will give it to you.
And
he went out there, and they went their way.
Yes, sir.
And again, he went out at the sixth and ninth hour, and then he did likewise. And about the 11th hour, tell somebody, day's about gone.
Okay.
Okay, so what said that the 11th hour he went out and found others standing still.
Yes, slow.
Idle, they're standing there doing nothing. But holding up the corner.
That's true.
Okay. I don't think that they ought to be doing anything. They just need to be standing there. But God don't need your help in holding up.
No.
He needs your help in witnessing. Okay. So don't stand there idle. Find something to do.
Yes.
Okay. And bring up my praying. Okay. We need to talk about Jesus all day long. And if we keep him on our mind, he'll give us perfect peace. If he keeps us on the mind, he'll give you things to talk about and things to love about and things to laugh about. He'll give you things to be glad about. If you keep him on your mind, you can think about what the Lord is doing and give you strength to go through and to endure. And while they were all standing there all the day out, and they said it to him, because no man had hired us. Say sinners are out here, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100 plus.
Yes.
Okay? Sinners out there need to be saved. All right? They need to be saved. Somebody need to talk to them about salvation.
Yes.
Not about the things of the world, but talk to them about salvation and get their soul right. Need to do that.
That's good.
All day long.
All day long. Lord,
your conversation
mercy.
Should be about Jesus and him crucified. All day long. Talk about what Jesus can do for you.
My Lord, my
and
God.
What Jesus can do for them. What he has already done and what he will continue to do.
Yes,
all
he will.
Day long.
All day
give
long.
Give him thanks. They said, I will bless the Lord at all times.
Yes,
he
sir.
He shall continue to be in my mouth.
In my mouth.
My soul shall make a boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad.
Yes.
Magnify the Lord.
Yes, sir.
Let us exalt his name together. Somebody need to call on the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
That I am.
Yes,
I believe
my
in
Lord.
The Lord, and I've been redeemed, and He will redeem you too. Hallelujah. No more sin is holding on to me. Let somebody know that Jesus
Tell it, Pastor.
Is the answer to all our problems.
Yes, He is.
Is the answer to our
problems. He is the answer.
Yes.
Answer the pains and the cares of this world, Jesus.
Jesus.
And He will enable us to go through. So He said, though also ye in the vineyard, and whatever is right, that shall ye receive. And today is about gone. Somebody right now,
okay,
90 years old, ain't saved.
Amen.
And today is about gone. Right. So we need to be about the Father's business. We've been high.
Yes.
We need to be at work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In the kingdom of God. And so,
thank you, Lord.
Vineyard, so the Spirit now at the day has ended.
Okay, thank you.
He said, call the laborers.
Give
them their hire.
Call
the laborers. Let them know that it's pay time.
Yes.
Okay. And he said, begin paying from the last that came in and to the first.
Hello.
Damn. And give them all the same amount of money.
Oh, Lord.
Hallelujah. Give the one that came in at 11 hours. Hallelujah. He said, give him a penny.
Amen.
Those that came in at the 9th hour, give him a penny. Those that came in at the 6th hour, give him a penny. Those that came in early in the morning, give them the penny.
That's right.
Now, everybody was getting the same pay.
Amen.
Okay. And somebody had been working for the Lord 10 years.
Yeah,
somebody been working for the Lord 20 years.
Yes.
Somebody been with him 50 years.
Somebody
been with him 60, 70, 80, 90 years.
90,
hallelujah. Somebody has been with the Lord most of the life.
Amen.
They're looking for pay here on earth.
Yes.
But God says you're building your work in the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Your treasure is being laid up there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For the reality to get to that treasure, you just got to be born again.
Yes,
you got to be saved.
Hallelujah.
And Lord will pay you your just reward and give you even more.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And what you had given up down here, He'll give it to you more times over. Hallelujah. Then, because nobody comes in and gives up anything to the Lord except God repaid him 400-fold.
Yes.
Praise God. What you have done and
yes,
more.
Sir.
But God always give you more.
Amen.
What you need and more than what you ask for.
Thank you, Lord.
So, when they got down to the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more.
Amen. Tell it. Amen. That's what they thought.
Okay. And they likewise received every man a penny.
Amen.
Okay. You've been working on the job, on the farm, in the back of them days. And a man come pay you for working today.
My
and
Lord.
To go and get together with know how much to give you. How much to give you.
Amen.
Okay. We're always comparing.
Amen.
What
That's
other
right.
people got. Compared to what you got. We always look to see that the man is cheating you. But if he gave you what he told you he gave, he ain't cheating you.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So we're always looking for more than what we're doing.
Teacher, Pastor.
And when they have received it, they murmur against the good man of the house, saying, these last days, these last that they had,
yes,
were
Lord.
But 1 hour. This person ain't been saved but one day. And you giving him eternal life, and I've been saved 50 years. And all I get is eternal life too. What yes, else sir. Do you need?
Teach it, Pastor. Amen.
Your name.
The neighbor.
Glory.
Neighbor.
What else do you need?
What else do you need?
Yes.
To get to the eternal life.
Yeah.
What else there they need?
Amen.
That's right.
You got everything you do when you got eternal life.
Amen.
Okay. So the last was but 1 hour. And they have made him equal to us.
Okay. Amen.
We have borne our burdens and the heat of the day. We've worked all our life for you. And all we're getting is eternal life.
Amen.
That's true. That's enough.
Hallelujah.
We sang the song. All that I need is in Jesus. He satisfies. Joy, he supplies. Everything I need is in Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then said, I've been working with the Lord a long time.
Tell
I'm it. Not tired yet.
Amen.
And you've been getting joy and the blessing of the Lord all your life. Okay, so you're getting more than what you bothered for.
Amen.
Okay. But he answered and said to them, friend, I do you no wrong. Didn't we agree?
Amen.
If you go to work in the vineyard at the end of the day, we'll pay you a penny. You agree to go to work for that. And I've given you what you asked for. What you agreed on.
Amen.
Now he says, take what is yours and go home. All right. God said that he's giving you what that I promised you. Take it and go home. All right. If you want more, that time will come. But right now, you just need to get in the kingdom.
Amen.
But it said, if the righteous, that's barely make it in.
Tell it, Pastor.
Where's the unjust going to be? So you just glad, we're just glad you made it in.
Amen.
Amen.
Not going to the bottom for more. Whatever's right, he said, he's give it to you.
Yes, he did.
Okay, but he's going to first give you what he promised you.
Amen.
He promised you eternal life.
Yes, he did.
And eternal life he will give to everyone, no matter what time of day you came in.
Amen.
Whether you came in early in the morning, what, 12 hours? Or came in late in the evening, what hour? Salvation is yours.
Amen.
So is it not lawful for me to do what I want to do with my own money?
Amen.
That if thy eye are evil, because I am good, so the last shall be first, and the first shall be last. For men are called, but few are chosen.
Amen.
All right. The side is out there. Hiring, now hiring.
Amen.
That's right.
Okay. And if you don't have a job yet, then go to work in God's vineyard.
Yes, he will.
There's plenty of work to be done.
To do.
In the kingdom of God.
Yes, it is.
Plenty of work.
Yes, sir.
And plenty of time to get it done. All right. It doesn't take a long time.
Yes, sir.
To be the witness to somebody.
Amen.
Okay. All right.
Hello.
Once you've done that, you need to help somebody else be saved. Bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen.
God
good
bless
word,
you.
Pastor.
Thank you all for the word.
Yes.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for the word.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless you. Happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Amen.
And God happy Mother's Day to all the men that was mothers.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I just want to say that I receive a text.
Happy Mother's Day to you, 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 you. Happy Mother's Day to all of you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Amen.
Okay, everyone. Oh, you're going to dismiss us first, right, Pastor?
Benediction. May the grace of God be communion, the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us now, henceforth, and forevermore. And everybody say, amen.
Amen.